you want to match with and meet great men in 2023, here are the 5 steps that I use to find my masculine husband. And the last step, step number 5, is actually the most important one. So listen up. So the first thing that I did was basically get out of my head, out of my masculine and into my feminine. I used to be that woman. Well, I'm still the type A personality. I have a lot of masculine energy, a lot of drive and ambition. And these are the women that I work with. I had to go out of that masculine space of go, 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 do, 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 and get into the feminine space and stay there. And I was leading in my dating dynamic with men. And so I had to switch from that masculine leading the dating dynamic forward, pursuing the guy instead of him pursuing me, telling him what to do, setting the dates, organizing the dates, paying for dates, doing this 50-50 game, and then eventually leading the dynamic into, are we in a relationship? Yes, let's be in a relationship. Should we get married? Let's get married, you know? Once I switched that, so I went from go, 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 leading, organizing, leaning in my dating. I went from that into surrendering and letting go, just really relaxing and let men lead the dating dynamic forward. Everything has changed for me. Okay, the second thing that I did is I actually started a dating funnel. And what does it mean to date today? Think about this. I always give this analogy of shopping for shoes. So when you shop for shoes, what do? Do you go into the first store, find the first pair of shoes that kind of seems all right, and you buy it? Of course not. Well, at least you shouldn't, right? You have to at least like go to different stores, right? And I think most women shop like this. I go to different stores, I try different shoes, I try different colors, you know, I look at different brands. And so the purpose of this, of dating, is to get to know men and to get to know what you like. That's what I realized. When I was dating different men at the same time, this was for me an exploration and discovery. Like, what kind of men do I want? What do I like in a man? What I don't like in a man? So this whole courtship period is for both sides, the man and you, to get to know each other. And so how I started dating, I actually said, you know what? I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'm gonna take my power back and my dating, take my dating power back. And I'm gonna start dating different men at the same time. This is what a dating funnel is. A dating funnel is when you are open to approach by different types of men all the time. And then in your dating funnel, and as men are approaching you, right? And because you now know you need to go from masculine into your feminine, you allow men to approach you. You allow men to make the first move, and you allow men to court and pursue you. And your job as a woman is to choose. And so as men are approaching you, as you're giving out the signals that you're open to approach, you then decide, do you want to see this guy on the first date or not? And if that is your decision, then at any point in time, there's the rule of thirds, how I call it. You need to date 3 men at a time. So that's how I started doing it, right? Instead of kind of being involved with this one guy, wasting my time, let's say 6 months would pass, and then he'd be like, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship. And I was like, what the hell, right? So in order to avoid this rejection and not put all of my eggs in one basket, I realized, hang on a second, I'm gonna date. And this is actually a great way to approach dating, because again, you are not self-sabotaging yourself. You're leaving your options open. So I started dating at least 3 men at a time, and my dating funnel are constantly on. At least 3, you can date more. Listen to me very closely. You date 3 men at a time with 0 guilt. I had absolutely 0 guilt dating 3 men at a time. Why? Because I'm single. And so because I was dating, this leads me to point number 3, is how do you know you're in a relationship? If you are confused about, am I in a relationship or not? Just assume you are not in a relationship. I was dating other men and we started to hang out with String a lot more. I didn't assume I was in a relationship with him. All the things started to get serious. And, you know, that's why you need to date other men, because you need to give men chances. And I was giving him, String, a lot of chances. And so at one point in time, because I told you our dating dynamic was terrible in the beginning, he had absolutely no game. I have no idea how he managed to like secure me as his girlfriend and wife, but he did. Because I was giving him chances and he showed up for me in some amazing ways down the line. Started hanging out more and more and we started sleeping together. And, you know, I ended up at his apartment like pretty much every day. But I didn't assume I was in a relationship. I was just having fun. And he knew that I'm dating. And I didn't know. Maybe he was dating. Whatever. I didn't care, right? And so one day as things started to get serious, he said, hey, I am going away to Mexico. I have an apartment there that I booked. Would you like to come with me and live with me? I have this amazing rooftop apartment. And I was like, oh shit, this is it. This is the claim. And so at that point in time, as a woman, I had to make a choice, a decision. And I realized, like, this is an actual claim. Come with me to Mexico and live with me. This is very clear that we're now in a relationship. Other things that you might hear from men is, I want you to be my girlfriend. Can you be my girlfriend? I want to be exclusive with you, right? So that's, and I said yes. And we went to Mexico and we started living together. This is when we started being in a relationship, right? So how you avoid being in the trap of just getting together with men in this situationship scenario where you're like in the limbo and you don't know what's going on, you continue to date because you're a single woman. Remember, you are not claimed. You're not in a relationship until there's an exclusive claim. And because you're dating, this will create a scenario for a man who's serious about you to have this conversation with you, okay? And then number four is, I always focused on, how do I want to feel in a relationship? And my decision point of whether I want to see a guy again or not was based on how I feel. As time went on, as I told you, there were some situations that revealed themselves. Like, for example, I was in Colombia, you know, I was a digital nomad back then. I was traveling around, and one day I wanted to take out some cash from the ATM, and the ATM basically ate my card, and I didn't have any other cards. I was in Colombia, I had to pay rent, I had to pay groceries, whatever. And because String, my husband, was kind of in my periphery, we were kind of like getting into this friend zone, which is... So I'm like, who's this guy? Whatever. He was just there. Like, he was a guy that I thought was a good guy, but like, I didn't know what the hell was going on with him. And so, you know, I kind of messaged him, or he asked me, how's your day? Whatever. And I said, oh, you know, the ATM ate my card. And he said, how much money do you need? And I said, oh, well, $1,500. And he said, oh, I'll bring it to you tomorrow and you can give it back to me. And he always jokes that he bought me for $1,500, which might be true. He brought the money, put them on the table, and he left, right? Something changed after that incident. And that's why I say, always say, give men chances. And so I started to look at him differently. I started to look at this man as someone that I could really rely on. Like, that felt good to me, that I could rely on, that I could trust. And so after one or two instances, or I don't know, we went somewhere, like, he kept pursuing me, not as hard as I wanted, but he kept pursuing me. And after that instance, something switched and we started just hanging out a lot. Like, our dynamic just shifted. And it started to feel good. So my decision making about a guy was, how do I feel? How do I feel on this day? How do I feel on the next day? That's all I have to decide. And when he brought the claim to me about moving with him to Mexico, I checked in with my body. How did I feel? And there was a full body yes for me. And so number five is, I worked on myself and I worked on reframing my belief system about men, relationships, and myself. And this is the most important thing, because if you keep attracting guys who are emotionally unavailable, guys who are in their feminine energy, whatever that is, if your dating dynamic isn't working, like it wasn't working for me, I was attracting the guys who were like ready for sex or ready to hang out with me. They were telling me I'm amazing, but they didn't want a relationship. I was attracting men who were not ready, willing, and available for a relationship. When I started doing this major excavation, which is, by the way, this is all down the surface. You might think that you're ready for a relationship, but if your reality is that you're attracting men who are not ready for a relationship, men are your mirrors. So I looked inside and I said, okay, if I'm attracting emotionally unavailable men, how I might be emotionally unavailable. So I did a lot of inner work to excavate those beliefs that I had. And I realized that I believe that all men are cheaters. I realized that I didn't trust men. I believe that, you know, like, basically the world of men was divided between the asshole type of a guy who was really attractive but didn't commit, and the nice guy who wasn't attractive but is going to be a good husband. And I didn't see anything in between. And so while I started doing my own work to reframe all of these beliefs that I couldn't trust men, that men are cheaters, that relationships are not healthy. I grew up in a home where I didn't see great men around me. I didn't see great relationship models with healthy dynamics. All I saw was like toxicity and men just cheaters and pigs and lazy. All the women around me were doing all the work. So of course I grew up attracting the same types of men that I saw, because I absorbed these beliefs. And more importantly, I was attracting emotionally unavailable men because I was myself emotionally unavailable. You know, I didn't feel good enough. I realized that I didn't feel good enough or worthy or deserving of love of great men. I couldn't imagine myself being with a guy who has his life together, who's sitting strong in his masculine energy, standing strong in his masculine energy, who was also in the healthy masculine, and who was willing, available, and ready for a relationship. So I did a lot of this work to excavate my beliefs and reframe them, where I got to the point where I felt good enough to attract great men. And once I reframed my beliefs about myself, I started seeing the world through that filter of men are amazing. And I started to appreciate masculinity and what men do every day for women, for the world, for everyone else, right? With a healthy belief system about men, I was able to attract my amazing husband. 9 months after we met, he proposed. And again, I felt into my body. I said yes. We had a 3-day wedding, which was amazing. And after 6 months, I got pregnant. So today we have 2 beautiful children, and we're now 5 years married together. So this is what I did, the 5 steps that I did to attract my husband, my committed masculine man, and how you can do that as well in 2023.